8:33, and Jamie Sung's here to bring us our Spectrum today. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
So, yeah, amid escalating tensions between South Korea and Japan, following Japan's export curb on high-tech materials, Senior Presidential Secretary for Civil Affairs, Cho Guk, has issued some Facebook postings on the situation. They've met with controversy, Korean media outlets weighing in on whether the posts are even appropriate. Well, this sounds intriguing. What are some of the postings that we're talking about? For example, that the Kyunghyang Shinmun addressed.
The paper said on Sunday, Cho Guk highlighted the Moon administration's efforts to protect the nation's interest and said he finds it truly deplorable that some Korean politicians and media are politicizing the trade dispute by condemning the Korean Supreme Court and the administration while explicitly or implicitly sympathizing with Japan's sophistry rather than admonishing it. The day before that, he said, to deny, criticize, distort, or denounce the Supreme Court's rulings from 2012 and 2018 on forced labor victim compensations is exactly what the Japanese government is doing, and Koreans who are following suit deserve to be called pro-Japanese collaborators. Before that, he wrote, what is important in the current situation is not whether you are progressive or liberal or whether you're left-leaning or right-leaning, but whether you love your country or are working to benefit the enemy.
Well, it seems like what Cho Guk has said, highlighted by that paper, is in line with a lot of the general public's view, I would have thought. The Kyunghyang Shinmun said it understands why he took it upon himself, though, to criticize the Japanese government and media.
Right. The Kyunghyang editorial said it shares fury over some Japanese unacceptable comments from Japan, such as how the only way for Korea to resolve the current conflict with Japan is to impeach President Moon Jae-in. The paper also expressed regret over some Korean politicians and media outlets for trying to seek political gains by pointing at the Moon administration's so-called failed diplomacy while pretending to advocate for bipartisan diplomacy on the surface. The Kyunghyang agrees that the government and the Blue House have a responsibility to correct the public's misperceptions, if there are any, and thinks the presidential secretary aims to consolidate the ruling party's support base in the crisis, as well as inspire patriotism in the people. And by using the pro-Japanese frame, he appears to be pressuring the conservatives to cooperate with the administration in matters such as passing the supplementary budget bill.
Well, the paper did express concern about binary thinking?
Yeah, it said there are criticisms that the dichotomy of good and evil or ally versus enemy could suppress the freedom to disagree and therefore is not conducive to sound public discourse. The paper urged presidential officials to avoid making public statements on sensitive issues like this because they could cause backlash against the presidential office and said the presidential staff should develop meticulous strategies to overcome Japan's aggression and execute them calmly.
Well, the Hangul Ilbo said some believe the senior civil affairs secretary's media campaign against Japan is inevitable, especially considering Japanese cabinet officials' series of inappropriate remarks that themselves lack diplomatic courtesy. The kind of suggestion that South Korea's been feeding illicit materials to North Korea, the unfounded suggestion, we might add, especially based on the interview we did earlier, which was pretty complimentary about South Korea's trade controls.
Right, right. And the Hangul Ilbo said Cho Guk's appeal for public support seems to be in response to blatant criticism of President Moon Jae-in by Abe's key ministers, such as Economy Minister Hiroshige Seko even calling President Moon completely wrong about the reason for Japan's export controls being of a retaliatory nature. The paper reported that on Sunday, the presidential secretary wrote on his Facebook page that the Moon Jae-in administration is serving the role of a renowned historical diplomat Seo-hee and Admiral Lee Sun-shin at the same time to protect the nation's interests. Seo-hee is the great diplomat of the Goryeo dynasty, who's famous for making the invading force withdraw just with his words. And as you probably know, Admiral Lee Sun-shin is one of the most revered figures in Korean history, who defeated the Japanese naval forces in the 16th century against all odds.
Yeah, that's quite a it's quite a comparison, isn't it? I mean, at the moment, the weapons that President Moon Jae-in has to fight with are the livelihoods of the people, actually, because right now we're slipping into the 1% range of the economic growth. This standoff, it's all very well for President Moon to stand up to Japan, but domestically, it's actually the easy thing to do. It would be much harder to forge ahead and find some way through that binary thinking we talked about before. Cho-guk also made references to the past WTO ruling that found in favor of South Korea.
Yeah, he referred to Seoul's victory in the WTO appeal battle in April, where the WTO upheld Seoul's import restrictions on seafood from Fukushima in the wake of the Fukushima nuclear disaster. The senior presidential secretary said many experts at the time thought we would lose, but the WTO sided with us. And the Hangukilbo saw this reference as a demonstration of a strong belief that Korea could defeat Japan if we remain cool-headed in our response.
Well, this paper viewed Cho-guk's remarks as largely positive, but did call for more action from the foreign ministry.
That's right. The paper criticized that in contrast to Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono's aggressive rhetoric and Japan's intentional blow-up of the controversy surrounding its lack of diplomatic courtesy, the Korean Foreign Ministry has been taking a backseat. In particular, Kono reiterated his argument on his personal website on Saturday about how Korean victims of forced labor cannot demand compensations from Japan as per the 1965 bilateral treaty, and said Korea should act responsibly as a member of the international community, as well as claiming that inappropriate incidents occurred concerning Korea's control of Japanese exports, establishing the removal of Korea from Japan's trade whitelist as a fait accompli. Despite such disrespect from not only Kono, but also Japanese economy minister and the chief cabinet secretary, the Hangukilbo said Korea's foreign ministry has remained quiet and its inaction has drawn criticism.
The Seige-Ilbo criticized Tokyo's trade retaliation as well as Cho-guk's remarks on Facebook.
Yeah, the paper said it is shameless of the Abe administration to retaliate against the Korean court ruling that a Japanese company should compensate the 14 wartime forced labor victims around $85,000 each. But Cho-guk's use of words such as enemy and strife cannot be justified. For example, when he said, quote, in case we cannot avoid a legal and diplomatic strife, we should fight and win, end quote. And, quote, what's important is whether you love your country or are working to benefit the enemy, end quote. The paper said although the term enemy is a metaphor, it can be interpreted to mean as labeling Japan as the enemy and criticism against the Blue House as working to benefit the enemy. After questioning whether it's okay for the senior presidential secretary for civil affairs to instigate anti-Japan sentiments and heighten tensions between the two countries, the Seige-Ilbo urged government officials to calm the public and resolve conflicts through realistic means to protect the national interest.
Yeah, the conservative media certainly not on the same page, quite literally, as some of the liberal outlets that we mentioned before. But to a certain extent, everyone in the country can get on board with some of the basic elements of standing up to Japan. I think that's why we're seeing the National Assembly come together at this time. But very different views on how to actually deal with Japan, especially with divisive issues like that 2015 Comfort Women Agreement that we've talked about so extensively. But we don't have time to go into any further details for now. That's our Spectrum with Jamie Sung.
Thank you.